Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, October 23rd, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Canfor Pulp is temporarily curtailing its Intercontinental pulp mill. Also making headlines this past week, Conifex Timber is planning to resume its McKenzie power plant in December of 2022. That's this year, folks. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 21st at 46.69, up 196 points or 4.4% from the October 14th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 4-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 3.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Glatfelter, gaining 29.3%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 19%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, closing down 6.2%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 75%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 84%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 3.6%, while the PM40 is up 5.5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Czech Republic. Mondi approves a 4 million euro investment in new craft paper machine at its Štětí mill in the Czech Republic. Mondi, a global leader in sustainable packaging and paper, has announced the approval of a 400 million euro investment in a new paper machine at its flagship Štětí mill in the Czech Republic. The investment forms part of the group's 1 billion euro expansionary capital investment program to accelerate growth in sustainable packaging and will further strengthen Mondi's leading position in the market. The investment will help Mondi to meet the growing demand for paper-based flexible packaging, underpinned by growth in e-commerce and sustainable packaging, and will continue to increase Mondi's range of innovative sustainable packaging and paper solutions. Now, the new machine will produce around 210,000 metric tons per year of sack kraft paper, supporting Mondi's paper bags business thanks to the benefits of a vertically integrated value chain. It will also allow Mondi to optimize production across the remaining kraft paper portfolio and strengthen its leading position in specialty kraft paper across a broad range of applications such as functional barrier papers. The paper machine is expected to start production in 2025 and reach full capacity in 2027. Dayline Japan. Ringo subsidiaries Kato Danburo and Sanwa Danburo to stop corrugated board production. Ringo Company Limited announces that its consolidated subsidiaries Kato Danburo Company Limited's Noda plant and Sanwa Danburo Company Limited have decided to cease operations of their outdated corrugators and remove them at the end of September of 2022. The aim of these removals is to optimize corrugated board production and supply system for the Ringo Group in the Kanto and Shikoku regions and further boosting its corrugated packaging business by more rapidly responding to user needs and making further improvements to quality. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline United Kingdom, Arjawiggins UK Group placed into administration. Alistair McAnallan and Blair Ninimo of Interpath Advisory were jointly appointed administrators of the 10 UK-based companies within the Arjawiggins UK Group on the 22nd of September 2022, including Arjawiggins Scotland Limited and Arjawiggins' Chartham Mill Limited. Arjawiggins Scotland Limited and Arjawiggins Chartham Mill Limited are continuing to trade on a restricted basis. The Arjawiggins companies based out with the UK, including the subsidiary operations in China, the Guizhou Mill, and in Spain, Goro Casas, are not subject to insolvency proceedings. Any queries regarding these entities and mills should be directed to these companies, which are continuing to operate. For a full listing of companies subject to insolvency proceedings for any inquiries, please contact the website, which you can find on the story on our website, Nib Impressions, at www.nibimpressions.com. That's www.nibimpressions.com. Want to buy a mill? And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash, settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexco has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexco at norexco.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline, Louisville, Kentucky. Firefighters battle fire at WestRock facility in Kentucky. Firefighters battled a fire at the WestRock recycling plant on Industrial Boulevard in Louisville. Now that's just east of I-65 and just south of Fern Valley Road in the Okolola neighborhood, for those who actually care. I guess it'd be locals, but, you know, we just care that it's in Kentucky. Crews were called out about 6 p.m. Tuesday night, October 18th. Now, Major Frank Nelly says that there were up to 50 or 60 firefighters on the scene. One particular challenge for them was a large number of burning bales of cardboard at the recycling plant. Not only does this make the fire tough to control, it also produces a large amount of smoke in the area, Nally said. Firefighters were expected to work well into the night. Dayline Duluth, Minnesota. ST Paper anticipates operations to begin in early 2023. The Federal Kumano arrived to Duluth's harbor Monday, I think that's a barge, carrying its final major component to allow installation of a newly constructed paper machine at ST's paper's mill. The Yankee Dryer is a specialized pressure vessel used in the production of tissue paper to remove excess moisture from the pulp that is about to be converted to paper, ST mill manager Gary Wargan said. Construction of the specialized crane was underway at the Port Authority's terminal to lift the 250,000-pound Yankee Dryer off the ship and onto the ground. It must pass through customs before the three-hour heavy-haul transport travels through the city to its destination. The crane will then be disassembled and brought through a specialized platform to then install the equipment at the mill, Wargan said. The mill was constructed in, 1987, designed to make magazine and advertising inserts. After the market for magazine and advertising paper production dried up, its previous occupant, Verso Corporation, ceased operations on July 5th of 2020. The mill's closure came with a loss of 225 employees, in addition to the sizable hit taken by its utility providers. ST Paper is a leading national provider of tissue paper sold for use outside the home, such as restaurants and rest areas, and has other tissue mills in Oconto Falls, Wisconsin, and Franklin, Virginia. ST Paper purchased the mill on May 13th of 2021, with plans to begin producing tissue paper, Wargan said. Over the last year, up to 75 union tradespeople have worked to construct the new machine within the mill, which will produce bath tissue, napkin, and towel grades of paper. Once operating, there will be at least 80 employees, in addition to local logistics, parts, and repair service providers, Wargan said. Dayline Cass County, Texas. Graphic packaging mill put on lockdown after a man drives through the security gate. Employees at the graphic packaging paper mill in Cass County went under lockdown on the morning of Tuesday, October 18th, after a man drove his vehicle through the security gate. Cass County Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene by mill's security. Bradley Bo Boswell, age 23, was arrested and charged with criminal trespass and criminal mischief. Investigators say Boswell passed through the security driving to the back of the plant before getting stuck, disabling his vehicle. Officials say he was under the influence. Now, Boswell told deputies he didn't know where he was, and he thought he was driving on the highway. He was taken to the Cass County Jail. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline, Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp temporarily curtailing its intercontinental pulp mill. Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated is announcing a temporary curtailment of its intercontinental pulp mill due to the lack of available economic fiber. Following its annual turnaround maintenance that began on September 24, 2022, and lasted 2 weeks, the facility has implemented a two-week curtailment. Regular operations are expected to resume on October 24th of 2022. In total, the 4 weeks of downtime is reducing Canfor Pulp's production output by approximately 28,000 metric tons of market craft pulp. Quote, despite strong global pulp markets, we are experiencing a shortfall of economic fiber in British Columbia. The fiber for pulp mills is increasingly constrained due to the impacts of the decreasing available annual cut and the end of the mountain pine beetle epidemic, wildfires, and the reduced sawmill capacity in the province, said Kevin Eggston, president and CEO of Canfor Pulp. Kevin continues, quote, we regret the impact of the downtime on our employees and are working to support them through this time, end of quote. Dayline, British Columbia, Conifex Timber plans to resume Mackenzie Power Plant in December of 2022. Conifex Timber Incorporated continues to work with its engineers and contractors to resume operations at its power plant in Mackenzie, British Columbia, Canada, for which necessary repairs have been faced with global supply chain issues impacting replacement parts. Conifex Timber currently expects to resume power generation in or about early December 2022. Conifex Timber is working with its adjusters on an insurance claim to recover business interruption and property damage costs subject to customary deductibles and limits. Conifex Timber and its subsidiaries' primary business currently includes timber harvesting, reforestation, forest management, sawmilling logs into lumber and wood chips, and value-added lumber finishing and distribution. Dayline Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Georgia Pacific's closest facility in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 38 jobs lost. Georgia Pacific has closed a facility in Oshkosh, putting 38 folks out of work. According to a notice filed with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the layoffs took effect this past Monday. Georgia Pacific promises to pay employees for at least 60 days in accordance with state law. Employees have the option to apply for other jobs internally within the company, according to Georgia Pacific senior HR manager Sean Stowe. Georgia Pacific website says the Oshkosh operation was a corrugated packaging facility. The decision to close the plant down was due to its lack of profit, explained Stowe. In Wisconsin, Georgia Pacific owns three paper mills and a recycling facility in Green Bay, an innovation institute in Neenah, and a corrugated packaging facility in Sheboygan. Earlier this year, Georgia Pacific announced plans to close its Day Street mill in Green Bay over the course of 18 months. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.